you know, an artist will be on everything on satellite radio. It's weird. I still don't know when my iPad data plan is going to refresh. I might cut this broadcast a little short, because I actually need data on my phone to do stuff with, you know what I'm saying? I actually can't. I don't think I can listen to 2 Chainz talk more about 2 Chainz. I wish it was different and easy. We live in well, the game. I'll be MVP, most valuable. Going on the MIC and a rap for school. I'd be a principal. Oh, fuck it. The cane is invincible. Oh, man. Oh. Unicycle, riding his unicycle up the fucking sidewalk. Today was a mess, but I guess I got some solid time with the division in as well. I'm trying to review that in a somewhat timely fashion here, so I'm trying to put the hours in. It's a weird game. Like, the more I play of it, the more I think, like, man, this, you know, if they had tightened it up even further. And, like, at some point, that game doesn't need to be online. Or, like, always connected, you know? Like, it doesn't need to be that. It's... because you're largely... you know, you can play it alone, or you can play it four-player co-op. You know, that's it. It's not, like, some fucking... And then there's the Dark Zone stuff, which that's separate, and, you know, that stuff... obviously needs to be larger than four players. But gosh, it, that game doesn't seem like it needs to be the way it is. Like, the it's not doing a great job of justifying that stuff. So it's weird. It's just a strange. I wonder if that thing was something larger in scope and like more ambitious in its like online nature, and then Destiny came out and they're like, oh shit, we could just do this. This is way easier. And if it got retrofit, you know, because you think about the game getting delayed and all that other stuff. Like, I wonder how it went down with that thing. Like what the division
what it was.
And it just has these huge, like, stretches of nothing, you know? It's weird, you know, that just, like, large areas of the city are just not populated, you know? And you don't encounter other human players when you're out just running around the world. It's, you know, players can join your group and stuff like that, and you know, all that, but that's, again, that's just four players. So, it doesn't need to be any of that. It's... Like, the things you do to play the game and, like, the size and scope, or the parts of the game that are large versus the parts of the game that are not, don't match up. Like, parts of that game feel like they were made for something else. Like, larger scale battles or more combat, which might not make sense, because then, you know, if you have every single street corner just being like, here's fucking 100 more dudes, just, you know, then that's kind of silly. But also, like, there's just... there's not a lot of action, you know? You have situations where it's like, okay, now run, you know, 0.6 kilometers to the next mission, and, like, along the way, there's jack shit to do. There's nothing to do. And, you know, you're not, like, there aren't enough things popping off along the way where you're like, oh, man, this world is alive. Like, it just feels barren. Weird. It's just so strange. And there are parts of it, I think, you know, I think are sound and enjoyable and all that stuff, but it's such a fucking weird thing. Like, the Dark Zone feels like that. I don't know, like, the Dark Zone feels like a part of it, like a weird part of a game that doesn't match up with the rest of the game that well, so it gets shoved off to the side, and you know, they come up with storyline reasons for that to why that makes sense, but on some level, that game, you know, it would be too much for some people. It would be, you know, some people wouldn't like it. But on some level, that whole game should be one big Dark Zone. You know, that'd be hard to pull off. You know, you'd have to come up with different restrictions. You know, you'd have to make changes to what that game is in some form to get that to work. But, like, but it's just, you know, like, because even the Dark Zone doesn't feel fleshed out. You know, there's not enough to do there. Like, you're just rummaging around hoping to fucking find AI, which there's not a lot of there either, which it's supposed to be this fucking heinous area, but, like, you know, this fucking, that's a wasteland too. It's just fucking weird. Like, you walk around that city, nothing about it feels like, you know, oh, this quarantine, we're going to take the city back. It's like, oh, it's so bad, it's so bad. Like, no, it's fucking barren. There's nothing out there. But yeah, I don't, it's, you know. It's enjoyable. You know, there's not a lot else out right now like it. And, you know, I'm enjoying leveling up a character and doing that stuff. Finding hats. Like, there's stuff about that game that is definitely enjoyable. So it's a weird thing. I wonder how it'll go, you know, late game. Like, how that stuff will work out. Dope, more Dave Matthews. That motherfucker is straight up ill, dog. Love that guy. Good music.
it's starting to rain. Oh, man.
This big truck behind me, tailgating me, even though I'm speeding on the Golden Gate Bridge, is really, real cool. It's a great move. It's a cool thing to do. Especially when I don't really have anywhere I can really go, so it's not like I could really be going faster or even get out of the way. It's good stuff. Everyone's safe. When people pull cool shit like that. I see if this car was driving itself, that'd be great, because then I would have time to turn around and, you know, get in the back seat or something and give this guy the fingers. You know the ones. Or I could put my butt on the back window. I mean, I don't actually, you know, the car's not shaped in such a way that that would be particularly easy to do. I would not be able to put them on the glass. And by, I, in this case, I mean my butt. I don't think I would show this driver my butt. Doesn't deserve to see it, quite frankly.
From Wild 90.9.
You have career goals you've envisioned for years.
That didn't need to be let aloud.
Cool, yeah, people. Pickup and truck guy.
There are literally thousands of...
Dick.
I'm a kind guy that restored her faith in men. That's who I am. It's all over my chest. Look at me now.
Hey, it was awesome. Great job last week, and thank you for coming on.
Great job.
Get back, I guess, to work in the studio, and go hug that husband of yours.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kel. See you later.
Bye,
Ryan. Bye. From Hollywood to you, ET40 with Ryan Seacrest. We'll be right back. This is ET40 Seacrest.
Number 23.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I made an album in L.A.
15 dollars a month.
Hey, what city you reppin'? And your email A4A8. Right? And tonight is the All Request Tuesday. All Request at 8, man. So anything you guys want to hear, man, it'll be the soundtrack to you guys program my show. I'm not lying. You know what I mean? A lot of people say you front hood rat. Why you be front, man? Come on, you go let me program your show. But hold, Jason, give me a beat, man. Give me a beat. There you go. This is real talk, man. For real. 8 o'clock. I do it every Tuesday. I let the whole Bay program my 8 o'clock. Ain't no other station gonna do it for you like that, I promise you. You can't call a station and be like, yo, I need to hear this. If I got it, I'm gonna play it. 844-681-7102. gonna let you program the 8 o'clock. Another 10 throws in a row is coming up next. Plus, a family four-pack. I got the Good Guys Custom Car Show, man. You guys want to get out there, check out some high rods and some fly whips?
Yes, I want to check out some high rods and some fly whips.
844-681-7102. The all request that 8 is programmed by the whole damn Bay, man, because I am from the Bay, and this is where I live, and I love my people. Let's go.
I want to know what's next.
It's another 10 throws in a row.
Keep your head nodding.
8 minutes. On the throwback station, Q102.
Yo, what's going on? Cupcake with me, Hood Rat Miguel, on Thursday, March 17th, for a special St. Patrick's Day party at Club Rodeo in San Jose. Q102 resident DJ Jason D will be in the mix on the ones and twos, spinning the best throwback classic hip-hop and R&B. Enjoy St. Patty's Day drink specials, plus it's your lucky night, and we're going to celebrate by picking up the cover at the door. That's more green or green drinks. Club Rodeo is located at 610 Coleman Ave in San Jose. Now, you must be 21 and over to party. Bottle service is available. More details, hit us up at Q102SF.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store.
Yeah, and then I remember him, some educated thugs. So he took me to the Lorraine Motel when I was very young, and I still remember. And I still, you know, right where Martin Luther King was assassinated, went into that room. From my understanding, he took me to see Al Green preach. I don't remember that, but Al Green was a real preacher somewhere at the church. So they pulled up on the boy with me. You know what I'm saying? Probably looking Easter fly or something like
that. Right.
Knowing me, you did. But those are some of the experiences that probably, you know what I'm saying, cultivated me as a kid before I started being around my cousins, before they started being like father figures or whatever figures in the neighborhood.
Being an influence, right?
Yeah.
Now, also, what we don't hear a lot about is some of the stuff you do to give back. Now, recently you bought...
2 Chainz gives back. Everyone
why,
knows that.
Why Abbas? Where'd the name come from?
My name's Abbas. Like, it's my government name. It's an Arabic name.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's the name of my mom's dad, and she named me after him. So, you know, the homies, after a while, they just...
Put the slip in and start dipping. Put the slip in and start dipping. Dipping to give a pump some whipping. Just in case you wanna go a few rounds or so, I'm down so that you clowns will know. Me getting birth, the hurt won't be tolerated. I got rhymes up the hut, forget it, I'm constipated. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Yeah. Slow down, baby.
My team got 2 Uber trucks to pull up. All they had basically was like a cover with whatever belongings they had in the cover. And they came in, they were like, oh, 2 Chainz, watch out, little bitch. You know, they were happy,
bro. Right.
They were still happy, bro, straight up. I go to tell them, bro, calm down. Yeah. I said, for real, bro. Y'all need to find out which one y'all gonna, who gonna have what room, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They realized, oh, this for me?
Right.
They started running upstairs, and I just put a crown on my heart. That brought some
That's
joy
dope.
To my heart that you know, I was a bit able to be a part of that.
That's
you
dope.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to get home, eat some dinner, and probably get back into the division. Get a few more hours of that in tonight. Continue to work my way through it. But yeah, so far, I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm, you know, like, a little under halfway through the story missions, like the main missions, I guess. Maybe a little under, yeah, a little under halfway, somewhere around there. I gotta say, like, that stuff is the best stuff in the game, and sometimes you're not properly leveled for that stuff if you're not doing side stuff, and... I had to grind out some side stuff earlier, and that was not, that stuff's not great. Yeah, so it's weird. I'm perplexed by some parts of it. I mean, you know, well, whatever. I mean, not that it's like a confusing game. It's, you know, it's actually, like, pretty straightforward most of the time. There are a few things that I think, like, you know, the UI could be better at exposing a few details and stuff like that that, you know, you don't necessarily pick up on right away and stuff like that. But, like, you know, it's I'm perplexed by, like, how it got there. It's that feeling of, like, okay, this was in development for a long time. How did it have... Is this it? This doesn't seem quite like enough for the time spent. You know, in development or something, you know, it's not... But I'll have to see it through to know for sure, right? That's the thing. It's good enough to where I feel that way, you know? I'll give it that much, you know? It's not one of these games where it's like, I'm 10 hours in, I'm like, nope, fuck this! Don't want anything to do with any more of this! I do... It's piqued my curiosity in a lot of ways, so... So there's that, I guess, you know? But hey... So yeah, like I said, you know, I actually don't want to burn through all the data on my phone. I really don't know what happened with my iPad. I'm pretty sure I have the Wi-Fi assist shit turned off, which with iOS 9 was, you know, burning up some data. If you don't disable that setting, I'm pretty sure I turned it off. Wish I knew what the fuck happened there. But it's one of those things, maybe I'm like a day or two away from the plan refreshing, and there was probably some long drives over the last month. You know, traffic was pretty fucking terrible, and, you know, maybe all that stuff adds up. So I just got a little bit over the line or something like that. I don't even remember the password for that thing. I actually was going to log in yesterday and at least see what the situation was. And like, maybe I'll buy some more iPad data or something like that. But I have to go figure out what the fuck the password is on that thing first. But yeah, so I'm going to go. I'm about halfway through the drive, and I love y'all. Really, I do. But yeah, I gotta, not burn through all my phone data, because I've been using quite a bit of it doing stuff. So yeah, you know, it is what it is, right? But you know, either way, probably back in the morning. Maybe that'll be the day the plan refreshes. I should really check. I'll dig up that password and see what's going on with that iPad, and at least try to figure that shit out, one way or the other. I will see y'all later in the morning. Have a good night.